you could buy a 4-pound or 8-pound bucket of lard. I remember selling that, buying cutty hay, and when I worked in the store, they'd have it in 4-pound, 8-pound buckets. And most of it was cutty hay packing company.
Oh. What do you call those big sacks that you buy potatoes in, if you will buy them? You know, they come in
toast sacks. Sacks.
All right. What other kind of sacks are they? When you get the stuff in the grocery store, what would it be put in?
Well, they had just small stuff. It'd be paper sack.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, flour, mostly people bought it in the barrel, but later on they got to make putting it in sacks, 24-pound sack and 48-pound sack.
How did you get you had your own meal, right? Your own corn?
Oh, yeah. We shell corn every Saturday morning and carry it to the grist mill. And they grind it. And of course, they toll it, you know. They take a certain amount for grinding.
How much would you take at a time? What would you call?
Well, we care about 2 bushels. It took that much to run us a week because we fed a lot of dogs and everything else.
What do you mean you fed the dogs? How'd you feed them?
Feed the dogs cornbread and scrap from the table.
What was the difference in the dog cornbread and the cornbread for the people?
Well, there wasn't much difference. Sometimes if you just cooked the bread for the dogs, you wouldn't sift the meal out. I would sift the bran out. Just leave the bran in there. And if you was going to cook it for yourself to eat, well, you'd sift it with a sifter. That was a thing, a round thing, about 14 inches in diameter. And it had a fine screen. And you'd sift it, and you'd sift the meal through there and leave the bran in the sifter.
Did anybody play any musical instruments when you were a kid growing up?
Yeah.
What kind of things did they play? Did kids play
guitar and fiddles. Fiddles and guitar was the most popular thing. Some people had, they had girls in the family that have organs.
Yeah. Anybody play those things that you put in your mouth?
French harp. Yeah, I tried to, but I never could make a tune on one. And they have a juice harp. That was a little
old
thing you hold in your mouth and you pick it with your finger.
Did they play a lot of music like that back then?
Well, yes, some people did. On Saturday nights they'd have, in the wintertime you'd have square dances. Lots of times, especially during Christmas time and all like that. And you'd have guitar and fiddles. That was the music for it. And it's pretty good. A lot of those things had they'd have names. One of them was Old Hen Cackle, Nigger in the Wood Pile, and Lost John.
Old people danced.
Yeah.
Would they have kids and grown-ups both there?
Oh, yeah.
Just whole families would come. Where would they have them?
No, old families wouldn't come. Mostly just young people, mostly.
Where would they have?
In different people's houses. One would have one place at one time and somebody else's house the next time.
I gotta go back to the wagon just a minute. Describe the parts of it.
A wagon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a wagon had, it'd have a tongue and a double tree on that tongue and then 2 single trees to the double tree. And you'd have a chain at each end for the double trees back to the axle called a stay chain.